Now, there's a protest on today. There's a protester atop a tree at the moment out in Kenwick. One of his supporters is a fellow called Paddy Cullen. Paddy Cullen's not up the tree, but on the ground. He joins us now. Hi, Paddy.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. Who's up the tree and why, mate?
Neville Kirk is up the tree. Mm-hmm. He's a Koori Murray man, and he's an activist. He's an Indigenous man, and one of the reasons that we want to save this area is because there is an Aboriginal significant site here. And he's also an environmentalist, and another reason that we want to save this area is because it's one of the last great roosts of the Karak, or the Forest Red-tailed Black Cockatoo. And it's a very successful roost here. It's got over 300 birds, and 90, including 90 young. And for a species in decline, that's a sign of hope. So we really don't want this roost to go.
So what, Paddy, what are you alleging they're under threat from? Is there a development proposed for that?
Well, on one side of the road, it looks like the Sahara Desert. There's bulldozers everywhere. There used to be masses of marri trees there at one time. The EPA actually asked the company to preserve all the marri trees, but they didn't preserve one, and there were no repercussions. They were under no legal obligation. It was just informal advice. So the system that we have isn't working here. Now, we had a big protest outside of the EPA a few weeks ago, and they finally came out and said they would have a look at the area on the other side of the road where the roost is. So now they're looking at it.
Paddy, just to go back a sec, to put aside the concerns about the system and the man and all that sort of thing. Is it a site where there's a proposal for a commercial or a residential development?
Yeah, it's a big development. It's a big industrial transport hub that they want to put here, and we don't have a problem with them doing that either. And we're not against the development, but what we are is against the system of drainage they're putting in, which will drain out the most important and most biodiverse wetland on the Swan Coastal Plain. And at the same time, putting in the drainage basins means chopping down this beautiful roost site with all these birds, and also bulldozing away an Aboriginal significant site.
So how long is Neville proposing to stay up there, Paddy?
We're not quite sure at this stage.
Hmm.
And I think he's taking it sort of like a day at a time to see how he goes. It is quite hard up there, and I think there's rain coming later in the week.
So, yeah, sure. And are there carnivores nests in that particular tree?
Yeah, these aren't the carnivores. These are related to the carnivores, but these are the carrots or the forest red tails.
The forest red tails, gotcha. Yeah, okay.
This is what's called an autumn roost. So they come here in the autumn. And it's an evening roost, so they don't actually nest here. They are nesting not far away, but they're just gathering in huge numbers here, and, you know, going through all their displays and whatnot, finding mates. They mate for life, bringing up the young ones here, feeding them here, sleeping here, but they have their babies somewhere else.
So, Paddy, this is the Great Brixton Wetlands protest group.
This is the Great Brixton Wetlands.
It's how many people are there with you?
Wetlands. This morning we had about 40 people at the giving Neville support and standing up for the wetlands here.
Yeah, all right. Well,
Yeah,
all right, mate. Well, thanks for talking to us. We'll see what our listeners think, and I hope Neville staves safe and well up the tree. What was Neville's surname, Paddy?
It's Kirk.
Neville
and,
Kirk.
If I can just say, if people want to get on the Conservation Council website, they can find out more about it, and there's a petition there too if they fancy signing it as well and showing their support. Again, we're not against the industry or the jobs. We just want them to do it in an environmentally friendly way. And we have a group of scientists, including the WA Scientist of the Year, who support us and who've come up with an alternative. And we're just asking the government to look at that alternative now.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
See you.